高兴我们的朋友们可以跟我们一起来敬拜天上的神。
And we're truly delighted that our friends can be here tonight to worship our God together.
我们现在要请我们的儿童诗班在这边来赞美天上的神。
And we want to invite our children choir to come here to present hymns to praise God.
我们再来介绍神的话语。
And then we will introduce the words of God.
感谢主，我听到小朋友的先知。
I thank the Lord that we have heard the voices of the children.
真的很天真哈，在台上还会这样摇来摇去的。
So truly very, they show their innocence. You can see them even shaking around on the stage.
有的嘴巴张开，看到一个牙齿不见了。
And some, when they open their mouth, they find that their teeth are missing.
虽然这样，他们还是很高兴的啊，在歌颂天上的真神。
But even so, they are still delighted to praise our God in heaven.
我们真的很感谢主，尔湾教会非常重视我们传福音的工作。
We truly thank God that Irvine Church emphasizes on the work of evangelism.
连小朋友都可以在这边为主耶稣歌颂，在这边帮助传福音的工作。
That even the young children can sing praises for the Lord to do the work of evangelism.
我们再过几个礼拜要举开我们灵恩布道大会。
In a couple of weeks, we will commence our evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
盼望的朋友能够认识圣经的道理。了解信而受洗必然得救。
It's our hope that our visiting friends can come to understand the truth behind believing to believe and be baptized and to receive salvation.
我们的信仰有一个很关键的一刻。
There's a key to our faith.
我们要到神面前必须要没有罪。
Before we can come before God, we have to be sinless.
那受洗呢，就是从无罪。从有罪到无罪的一个神一个救恩的一个赦罪的动作。
And baptism is an act of taking the sin away from a person.
那是耶稣为我们死我们接受了借着宝血的洗礼。血跟水的洗礼，我们就可以到主那边，将来可以到主那边去。
Jesus, he died for us, and by receiving this baptism through blood and water, we in the future can be saved.
我们看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8.
我们把红线扎在《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's put our bookmarks at Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传》第八章第二十六节。
Acts chapter 8, verse 25, 26.
这里在记载有一个。人他受洗的过程。
This is an account of a person who received baptism.
八章二十六节。
Chapter 8, verse 26.
八章二十六节。
8, verse 26.
两人正往前走的时候，有水的地方，太监说：“看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”
Verse 36.
三十六节，对不起，三十六节。
Now as they went down the road, they came to some water and.The eunuch said, See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? This evening, let us ponder upon this topic.
这里有一个大官他后来能够接受耶稣基督的救恩。
Here, a high official is able to finally receive the salvation of Lord Jesus
Christ. 我盼望您跟这个大官一样，有一天选择来接受耶稣基督的慈爱救恩。
It is our hope that you can also be like this high official and one day receive the salvation of the Lord.
那这段故事呢，我们发现到这个太监有很多突破的地方。
And we see that this in this story, this eunuch had many areas of breakthrough.
所以我们从这段来谈三点。
And from this passage, we will talk about three of them.
我们拜神到底有什么妨碍呢
？What kind of hindrances is presented to us when we try to worship God？
我们认识圣经有什么妨碍呢
？What hinders us from knowing the Bible？
我们受洗有什么妨碍呢
？And what hinders us from being baptized？
我们看到这个太监呢，都能够排除这些障碍。
We see that this eunuch was able to put away all these hindrances.
我们来看第八章的二十六节、二十七节。
Look at chapter 8, verse 26 and 7.
使徒行传八章二十六节又二十六节、二十七节。
Acts 8:26-27.
有主的一个使者对腓力说：“起来，向南往那里，从耶路撒冷下到加萨的路上去。”那里是旷野二十七节。腓力就起身去了，不料有一个埃及阿伯人，是个有大权的太监，在埃提阿伯女王甘大基的手下总管银库，他上耶路撒冷礼拜去了。请读。
26. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. 27. So he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury, and had come to Jerusalem to worship.
腓力是耶稣基督的一个传道人。
Philip was the evangelist for Lord Jesus Christ.
那神跟他讲，你要到旷野去跟一个很特别的人传福音。
And Lord spoke to him, saying that he needs to go to the wilderness to preach to a very sick person.
那到的时候呢，才发现到有一个埃提阿伯的太监呢。
And when he arrived there, he realized that it was a eunuch of Ethiopia.
他是掌管银库的，他是可以说是财政大臣了。
And he was in charge of all the treasury of the queen.
那他刚去耶路撒冷礼拜去了。
And he was going to Jerusalem to worship.
摸起到这个太监呢，没有什么障碍可以让他来敬拜天上的这位真神。
It seemed that there was no hindrance for this eunuch to come to worship God.
我们知道耶路撒冷他们是犹太人的首都，他们是他们的宗教中心。
Jerusalem is the capital of worship for the Jews.
埃提阿伯太监呢，他应该是讲埃提阿伯的话。
And the Ethiopian must have spoke the Ethiopian language.
他们应该是语言不一样的。
They must have spoke a different language.
那语言不一样，没有办法阻挡他去敬拜天上这位真神。
But even this language barrier could not hinder him from going to worship the true God.
今天你来到我们的教会，我们用中文、用英文在讲道理。
Today you come to the church and we use Mandarin Chinese as well as English to preach the gospel.
有时候在语言上面呢。有的人会觉得一种语言是最好的。
Sometimes people may prefer having only one language spoken.
因为有时候语言呢，的确会让我们听起来有时候有些障碍的地方。
And indeed, sometimes using dual or tri languages can present some hindrances.
我记得有一个传道讲一个故事。
I remember a story from a pastor.
台湾是用台语讲道啊，那国语翻译啊。
In Taiwan, they speak in Taiwanese and they interpret into Mandarin Chinese.
所以一个传道人讲传道书第一传道书就说 ，He kang a he kang he kang a he kang 还书东的 he 东西 he kang.
And so the pastor was speaking about Ecclesiastes, talking about vanities of vanities.
结果那个翻译的人听不太清楚啊，他就翻成皮康的皮康的皮康。鼻孔的鼻孔，鼻孔的鼻孔，全身都是鼻孔。
And so the interpreter he interpreted into Mandarin Chinese the wrong way. He was saying noses of noses, there's all noses.
这是语言的障碍。
So you can see this presents as an obstacle in the language.
有时候一些非华人的朋友也来到我们当中。
And there are many non-Chinese people that come to worship with us.
感谢主，他们可以突破这样的障碍。
Thank God, many of them have been able to break through this kind of obstacle.
伊索比亚在非洲。
Ethiopia is in Africa.
跟那个以色列人饮食习惯也是应该有差别的。
The food and the tradition of the Ethiopians must have been different from the Jewish.
可是呢，这个也不能变成他不去拜神的一个借口。
But this could not be an excuse for the eunuch not to go and worship God.
小弟曾经到非洲去。
Once went to Africa.
真的非洲啊，因为说请他们煮菜给我们呢，又没时间煮菜，我们在上课哈，那个就请当地的弟兄姐妹帮我们煮菜。
And so we had to ask the local members to cook for us.
结果真的说都是一味款待了哈，就是一个味道。
And so all their cuisines only had one flavor, one taste.
我记得很清楚啊。
I remember this clearly.
有一次我去，怎么每餐都会拉肚子
？I felt like after every meal I had to go use the restroom.
就会看哇，他那个油啊，一次用好多这样子。
And I noticed that they use a lot of oil in their food.
原来是这样子哦。
I say, so it's like this.
我问一个传道说，为什么我们到非洲每次差派都是一个月
？I asked one of the ministers how come we're sent to Africa a month at a time.
那个传道人说，因为非洲一个月是我们到非洲的极限了，大概再来就没有办法了。
And the minister answered because that's the limit for maximum limit for most people. They can't handle it.
我大概到第三个礼拜就开始想我们这边自己的饮食的东西了。
About the third week into Africa, I began to long after the food over here.
到一个不同的文化的地方吃饭真的也是一个问题。
And when you go to a place that has different culture, eating itself can be a problem.
小弟有一次到El Monte教会领会。
I once went to El Monte Church here to delivered a sermon.
讲到没有问题了，我讲英文啊，人他们翻韩国话。
The sermon was okay. I spoke in English and they interpreted into Korean.
吃饭问题就来了。
I had some obstacles that were presented to me when we began to eat.
什么问题呢？
What kind of?
全场呢，通通开始讲韩国话，我一句话也听不懂。
Everyone there began speaking Korean, I couldn't understand anything.
然后呢, 桌上是, kimchi, 不同的 kimchi, 哦, 都弄是 kimchi 啊。
And on the table laid many different dishes of kimchi.
当然我也是很喜欢 kimchi 的, 哦。
Of course, I like kimchi myself.
但是觉得我突然到一个很陌生的国家, 这样子,
But I felt like all of a sudden I was in a foreign land.
但是呢, 不同的语言也不能阻止一个虔诚的人来敬拜天上这位真神。
But different languages cannot hinder a person from coming to worship a true God.
你知道太监啊, 到神的殿去有很多的约束诶。 很多的hindrance,
There's a lot of hindrance for a eunuch of Ethiopia to come to Jerusalem
我们来,
to worship.
我们来参考, 以赛亚书的五十六章。
Let's refer to Isaiah 56.
以赛亚书的五十六章。
Isaiah 56.
五十六章,
Isaiah 56.
第三节,
Isaiah 56 verse 3.
我们知道伊索比亚人不晓得他没有convert, 不晓得他没有规划, 如果没有规划, 他还是一个外邦人哦。
We're not sure if the Ethiopian converted, but if not, then they're still considered Gentiles.
外邦人跟太监啊, 其实不能入神的会幕的,
Gentiles,
不能入神的, 以色列人宴的。
Gentiles and eunuchs are not allowed to go into the courtyard of the Jews.
我们看以赛亚书56章3节。
Let's read Isaiah 56 verse 3.
这在预言以后呢, 这个问题就没有了啦。
This was prophesying that in the future, this problem will no longer exist.
56节, 联合的外邦人不要再说主必将我从他的民中分别出来太监也不要说我是孤事第四节因为主如此说那些谨守我安息日拣选我所许悦的事持守我约的太监第五节我必使他们在我殿中在我城墙内有纪念有名号比有儿女更美我必使他们永远的名不能剪除 请你读第四节第五节
Verse 4 and 5 For thus says the Lord to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths and choose what pleases me and hold fast my covenant even to them I will give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than that of sons and daughters I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off
那个外邦人哦, 本来神是不纪念的
Originally the Gentiles were not remembered by God
太监因为身体的问题哦, 他们也不能很亲近神的
And the eunuch because of their physical deficiencies they were not able to draw close to God
在新约时代, 主耶稣来东方把这个规条毁掉的啦
But in the New Testament time, when the Lord came, He abolished all of these regulations.
所以他们是有纪念、有名号、比有儿女更美，因为他们有神。
They were remembered. They were given names more precious than sons and daughters.
感谢主啊！今天来了我们的真耶稣教，没什么条规，只要用心灵跟诚实来拜神就好了。
And thank God today, when you come to True Jesus Church, you have no regulations or rules, but rather come to worship in spirit and truth.
但是呢，圣经上有一些规定啊。
But in the Bible, there are some rules.
有些朋友啊，我刚开始也是很难接受啊这样的一个规定。
And in the beginnings, a lot of friends who come are unable to accept these kind of rules.
比如说呢，我们现在在真耶稣教领圣餐呐。
For example, when you receive the Holy Communion. Here in the church.
这个爱餐哦, 是跟人联合, 大家一起在那边用餐, 这个大家很高兴。
Our love meal is an opportunity for people to fellowship together.
圣餐呢, 是跟神联合啊。
The Holy Communion is a time for people to fellowship with God.
那外邦人因为暂时还没有洗礼, 或是洗礼过, 暂时患严重的罪的人。
And Gentiles or unbelievers because they have not been baptized or even those who are baptized have committed great sins.
按照哥林多前书11章呢, 告诉我们说我们要反省, 那不然会吃喝自己的罪。
According to 1 Corinthians 11, it says that we must examine ourselves or we will eat our own sin.
所以我们有很好意的跟我们的朋友或是弟兄姐妹患严重的罪的说你暂时不要领。
So it is with our best intention to advise our friends who have not been baptized and those who have committed great sins not to partake in the Holy Communion. This is for the good of all.
因为圣经上讲有的有生病的啊，有的死掉的也有。
Bible says that there are those who fell sick and even those who have perished.
但是很感谢主啊，很多朋友不会因为这样的圣经上的说法呢，就说哎呀，你们教会这么排外，我不要来了啦。
But thank God, there are many friends who do not feel like our church is trying to push them away.
啊，他们知道这个是圣经上的话。
But they know and understand that these are the words according to the scripture.
将来能够施洗了，罪得赦了。 大家就可以一起跟弟兄姐妹跟神来团契
And in the future when they can be baptized have their sins washed away then they can come and have communion with the Lord
所以我们看到这朋友们啊他们不但啊没有怕死而且呢 很高兴地跟我们一起聚集
So we see that not only did these friends not reject but they happily come and worship with us
甚至有时候还到厨房去帮忙煮饭呢
Some even go into the kitchen to help with the cooking
所以有什么原因可以让一个人来敬拜 阻挡一个人来敬拜神呢
What kind of reasons can hinder a person from coming to worship
你知道伊索比亚到耶路撒冷大概 1580 公 80 mile
It's about 1580 miles from Ethiopia to Jerusalem.
那个大马车不想要走几天,
not sure how long it would take for the horse and chariot
to get there. 坐马车这么远为了拜天上的真神,
and they took a, went such a long way and he was still willing to go to worship.
你看哦,
because he had the heart.
啊, 不会因为很多的规条, 因为他是太监, 因为路缘, 因为他是可能是外邦人,
and he was not hindered because he was a eunuch or he was a Gentile and not draw close to worship God.
所以你看神特别爱这个人哦,
so we see God showed specific favoritism to
这个传道人呢,
this person.
本来在一个都市里面啊, 好多圣工在那边做的, 神迹奇事很活泼,
and this preacher had a lot of work that was going on.
特别带他去旷野路呢, 特别带他去为这个 埃及阿伯的太监传天上的福音啊,
but he especially came to lead this Ethiopian to the wilderness in order to preach to him.
感谢主, 今天我们发觉到, 来到我们教会当中, 很多人也都可以排除万难, 他没有什么原因呢, 可以 妨碍他来亲近天上这位真神。
And thank God today, many of our friends are able to cast off all of these obstacles and hindrances to come and worship the true God.
我们在 佛罗里达有一位白人的弟兄工人。
In Florida, we have a brother who is a Caucasian worker.
早期啊, 我们的信耶稣教会很少啊。
In the beginning, the True Jewish Church had few Caucasian members.
他为了要跟我们一起来拜这位天上真神啊。
In order to worship the true God with us,
他从佛罗里达开车到我们延陵这个地方来。
He drove all the way from Florida to Garden Grove to California to worship.
延陵教会这个地方开车到太平洋教会那边去啊。
And then he drove from Garden Grove to Pacifica, Northern California.
他不习惯吃中国食物。
He was not used to eating Chinese food.
他不怕路这么远。
He was not afraid of the road.
他不怕早期时代我们的翻译根本没有人英文翻的 相当好的,
and he was not afraid of the difficulties in understanding the interpretation during those days.
所以为了拜神,
so in order to worship God, he made the trek.
主耶稣有没有辜负他?
Did Lord Jesus forsake him?
主耶稣爱这样的人的心啊,
but rather, the Lord loves a person with this kind of heart.
主耶稣用神迹奇事来拣选他,
Lord saved him through miracles and signs.
原来他太太是我们教会的信徒了。
And then his wife was actually a member of our church.
早期要太太跟他传福音, 他都不理他了,
in early days, his wife preached to him, but he ignored her.
后来为什么回心转意呢?
So why did he have a turn of heart?
啊, 有一次他在祷告啊,
one day he was praying.
主耶稣的前景当中, 突然之间呢, 他就看一个异象,
and Lord Jesus revealed to him a vision.
他也是勉强跪下来的,
and he also had to force himself really to kneel down and pray.
主耶稣突然爱他,
but since the Lord loved him so much,
他看到他在祷告, 自己在祷告,
he saw himself praying alone.
那会知道呢, 旁边怎么突然出现了, 有六个啊, 那个穿着那个有hook的那个, 有帽子的, 就是以前的修士啊, 把脸都遮起来这样子,
and then around him he saw six hooded figures,
就是以前的天主教的修士啊,
which was
the
Catholic monks. So he was wondering how come he was surrounded by these Catholic monks.
突然之间呢, 这些人的脸啊, 啊, 就变成很可怕的脸, 然后一直包过来, 然后, 啊, 他就觉得很害怕, 这样子啊,
and suddenly these people's countenance became very terrifying and it scared him to death.
哇, 那时候他知道, 如, 啊, 他太太教他说, 如果遇到危险的事情要奉主耶稣圣名赶撒旦,
and he remembered his wife telling him that when you encounter these terrible situations, you have to say in the name of Jesus Christ to cast out Satan.
哦, 他就很大声地喊出来啊,
so he shouted out loudly.
啊, 祷告结束了,
and after the prayer,
因为这个, 这位先生哦, 他以前祷告都不出声音的,
and because in the past he didn't pray with any kind of noise.
太太问他说, 欸, 你刚刚怎么祷告喊那么大声啊?
And the wife was asking him, how can you pray so loudly earlier?
一定有事情的啦,
something must have happened.
他跟他讲说, 哦, 是刚刚发生那个事情啦,
and he explained to her what had happened.
太太说, 神要拣选你啦, 神爱你, 我们再祷告一次,
and his wife told him, well, God is choosing you, God loves you, let's pray again.
因为有体验啊, 他后来就走远路来到我们这耶稣教有会堂的地方来敬拜神啊,
because of this kind of experience, he was able to make the long journey to the sanctuary, to the church, in order to worship God.
祷告的时候又看了一个异象,
And when he prayed, he saw a vision. God
gave him a vision. 他在一个海上哦, 他是在一个, 他叫 ancient boat, 一个很古老的那个船里面,
and he saw himself on an ancient boat.
啊, 他的太太呢, 他跟孩子都已经受洗了, 在岸边很翠绿的地方,
and he saw his wife and kids who were already baptized on green pastures ashore.
啊, 那个太太啊, 就在那边摘啊, 你过来啊, 赶快过来啊,
and his wife was calling him to draw near to her. But suddenly the sea as well as the boat went up in flames.
快掉啊,快掉啊,快,快过来,快又过来啊。
And the wife told him to jump into the water and swim over to them.
他很不晓得怎么办啊,很可怕。
But he wasn't sure what to do at the time.
突然看到一双很大的手呢,把他的家人统统抱起来啊,在后面,主耶稣的手把他们家人统统抱起来,在那个翠翠绿的岸上。
In his vision, he saw these giant arms coming in wrapping themselves around him and his family.
所以他才知道说,原来他没有受洗跟主耶稣隔离的,是在魔鬼的权势下面。
He realized that because before he was baptized, he was under the dominion authority of Satan.
所以哦,你可以看他。 可以排除种族的问题，排除了路途的谣言，拜神。后来这么远的路，后来被神主耶稣拣选了。
So we see that he was able to overcome the hindrances of ethnicity and culture as well as distance to come and worship God.
我们盼望我们的朋友能够继续来我们当中，一起敬拜天上这位真神。
We hope that our friends can continue to study the words of God with us.
没有什么原因来阻碍你来跟我们一起敬拜这位又真又活伟大的真神。
There should be no hindrances or no reasons for hindrance for you to come and study the truth.
那从这段故事，我们。 知道说他认识圣经也没有什么妨碍。
So from this story, we know that there should be no hindrances for knowing the Bible.
我们来看, 使徒行传第八章,
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8.
第八章,
Acts 8.
28节,
Acts 8 verse 28.
八章28节,
Acts 8:28.
现在回来在车上坐着。 念先知以赛亚的书,
was returning and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet.
哇,这个人真的很认真耶。
This person was very studious.
现在从哪里回来?
And he was coming returning from Jerusalem.
从耶路上刚刚守完节期,他不晓得听了多少道理了。
He had just been there to observe the festivals and worshiping. How many sermons had he listened to?
尤其祝棚节,很多节日,他们都要
Especially all the feasts and all this truth that was being spoken during his stay there.
我们多少人在灵布道会之后，在神训班之后，你在回家的车上，你会拿起圣经来读呢？
How many of us, after attending theological seminars or other workshops, coming back, would be reading the Bible while sitting in their cars?
很少人有这样一种追求的精神啊，因为车上这样一直颠簸吼，实在是。 很不简单的,
Very few people would have this heart to pursue the words of God.
他是坐在车上念的,
and, but he was, this person, this eunuch was sitting in the chariot.
有的人坐在车上一念大概就头晕了,
Some people, when they sit in their cars, when they start reading, they may start getting dizzy.
坐飞机很久,就觉得,哎呀,这个念书,想休息一下,不想念书了,不想读圣经了。
And even in long plane flights, they feel tired to read the Bible, they'd rather rest.
你知道吗,那个以,他在,等一下我们就知道,他念的是以赛亚书。
And we find that this eunuch was actually reading the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书,他的书,他的圣经不像我们这样子的。
The book of Isaiah was not the same as what we have today in our Bible.
那是羊皮卷的,那个是西带很不方便,那个以赛亚书。
It was not as convenient as our Bible book today, but rather it was in a scroll made out of sheepskin. But even in that inconvenience of holding such a great scroll, he still did not stop him from reading it.
我有时候觉得,我们一些朋友们比我们信徒更渴慕神的话。
I find sometimes that our friends and visitors have long after the words of God more than our members.
小弟在北加州认识一位大学生。
I know of a college student in Northern California.
为了跟他一起，他为了想要认识道理，我们就约在这个麦当劳，大家就一个礼拜，我们就一起读圣经。
In order to know the truth better, we made an appointment every week to meet at McDonald's.
一个年轻大学生在麦当劳听圣经。
A young college student was sitting in McDonald's to listen to the gospel.
你知道吗？他后来说，他立志啊。 这本圣经呢，一年要读三遍呢。
And he made a resolution to finish the reading of the Bible 3 times in 1 year.
哎，不是三年读一遍呢。
Not to finish it once in 3 years.
所以很快他就得到圣灵，被神拣选了。
Very quickly he received the Holy Spirit and was chosen by God.
他心中有渴慕神话语的心呢。
He had this longing and desire in his heart to pursue after God's words.
而且他为了了解圣经哦，不怕人家，不怕人家唐突问他你懂不懂哎。
And in order to understand the Bible, he was not afraid of people asking him, "Do you know what you're reading?"
我们来看啊。 使徒行传第八章的29节到30节。Let's
continue reading Acts 8, verse 29 and 30.
29节到30节。
Acts 8, 29 and 30.
腓力,圣灵对腓力说,你去贴近那车,30节。腓力就跑到太监那里,听见他念先知以赛亚的书, 便问他说你所念的明白吗？
Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading?
我们要知道他是一个有权力又有钱财的大官哦。
We have to understand this eunuch was a person with a lot of authority and power.
他应该是一个有知识的人啊。
He must have been a well-educated person.
陌生人这样子跟他在他马车跑，问他说，你听得懂，你懂你在读什么东西吗？
And yet here was a stranger running alongside his chariot asking him if he knew what he was reading.
每次我读到这里，想到一个弟兄讲一个故事。
Every time I read to this point, I think of a story that a brother once told me.
我们的年轻人啊，到这个学校或者到街上去发传单啊。
Some of our youth went on the streets on school campuses to pass out flyers.
有一个人在跑步啊。
And a person was running.
那我们一个年轻人为了跟他传福音，跟他一起跑呢。
And one of our youth, in order to preach to him, jogged alongside him.
边跑跟他传福音呢，兄弟啊，我们这里有一个传单哦，你要不要看一看啊？
And while running side by side, he began preaching to him and inviting him to attend the evangelical service.
就是这样的精神，那就是在这样情况下被问的。
It was this kind of attitude, this kind of spirit that he was asked.
我在想哦，菲利哦，跑那么久哦，可能身体上不晓得臭不臭哦。
I felt that Philip running so long next to the cherry, I wonder if his body began sweating and began smelling. And yet this eunuch was able to invite him into his chariot to read with him. Let's read verse 31. He was indeed humble.
We
rarely see such a humble person.
31.
He says, how can I unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him.
真的呢，他很想要了解神的话。
He truly wanted to understand the words of God.
所以在颠簸的车上，他还是要听福音哦。
And so even on this rocky path, he still wanted to listen to
the words of God. 耶稣说，你们要查考这圣经，因为这圣经里面有永生。
Jesus told us that we must study his words because in them is the words of life.
真的，这本书啊。改变了好多人的生命啊。
Truly, this book has transformed the lives of countless people.
很多人都以这本书作为他们生命的至宝。
Many people treat this the book as the most valuable thing in their life.
到监狱里面去能够带三本书，好多人都是带这本书到监狱里面去读的。
A criminal can only bring three books into their into prison, and almost all of them bring the Bible.
圣经上讲说呢，有一些人嫌疑啊，某一些人他们天天查考圣经，要了解这道是与不是，天天读圣经，要知道这个道是对的还是不对的。
And the Bible says that there are many who study and examine the words of God. Continually.
真的呢，我们看到圣经有些人呢、啊，对圣经好渴慕的。
We see that there are many who long after and desire for the truth.
有一个圣贤呐、啊，有一个圣徒啊，叫做但以理。
There was a saint by the name of Daniel.
他为了求明白神的旨意，他禁食三个七日，他不吃不喝，为了就要了解神的意思是什么。
In order to understand the words of God, he fasted for three weeks in order to understand what God's words meant.
我常想这位财政部长哦，他一定日理万机，忙得不得了啦。
As an official, he must have been so busy with his work.
但是他就是愿意了解神的话，没有什么可以妨碍他了解神的话。
But yet nothing could hinder him from understanding the words of God.
我小弟也遇到几个哦，真的很佩服、很羡慕他们这样喜爱神的话的精神。
I've also met many people whom I looked up to and admire their this kind of a spirit.
我们教会有个传道人、啊。
The words of God. In our church, we have some ministers.
他还没有传道之前，他就很喜欢读圣经。
Before they began preaching, they loved reading the Bible.
他跟我说。
And they said to me.
他说：“听说我们以前早期的传道人哦。”有时候要背锣背锣背鼓啦，到街上去敲锣打鼓啊，本歌吹啦，然后呢这样传福音啦，有时候要睡人家的那个凉亭下面啦。
He shared with me that in the past the ministers would take drums and start beating them and to invite people to come listen, and sometimes they have to sleep under other people's roofs.
所以他说他要准备做这样的工作。
And so he said that he was preparing himself for doing this kind of work.
怎么准备呢？
How did he prepare himself?
晚上睡觉不盖被子。
At the night, in the evening, he would not wear any blankets.
睡在人家凉亭下面呢，很辛苦啊，他就要先学习啊。
Because in order to sleep under someone else's patio, it was actually a very difficult situation. So he had to prepare himself for it.
然后站卫兵的时候，把圣经撕成这样子的。
And then when he was on military duty, he just took out a page in his Bible.
放在口袋里面，这个站卫兵的时候边看边站边读圣经。
And kept it in his shirt pocket so that when he was on station, he just stood there reading the words of God.
我听他讲，我实在是很羡慕。And 我这个不是为了要读圣经的了哈，
I admired him for this kind of spirit, and this sheet actually isn't because I was reading the Bible, rather just fell off accidentally.
我到南美的时候，有一个工人跟我说，你可不可以帮我带 iPad 过来
？In South America, there was a church worker that asked me if I could bring him an iPad.
因为那边很贵了。
Because iPad devices were expensive.
我说你要 iPad 做什么
？I asked him, why do you need an iPad?
我说我现在年纪大了，我那个 iPad 可以如放大。
He says that
我读圣经很方便的。
Oh, because I'm much older now, it's really easy to zoom in on the iPad to read the text.
我他已经买一年了，买一两年了。
He already had an iPad for a year or two.
我可以跟他做见证啊。
So I can testify for him.
他的 iPad 上面除了一本圣经以外呢，其他都是小朋友玩的 game。
Other than the Bible on this iPad and games for his kids.
那为什么有小朋友玩的 game? 他孙子的。
And the games belong to his grandchildren.
因为他孙子有时候拿来玩呢，说要 game。他 iPad 做什么？就是圣经，就是读圣经，就是把它放大读圣经。
So the purpose of him having the iPad is only for reading the Bible.
真的好多人没有什么障碍可以让他来了解神的话。
And it's true, there's no hindrance for him to come to understand the words of God.
这本书真的有时候甜的跟蜜一样哦。
This book can be as sweet as honey.
这样这本书呢，给我们很多得救的智慧哦。
And this book can provide us a wisdom for receiving salvation.
有一个传道人在谈到他的妈妈。
There was a minister that was talking about his mom's Bible.
他说他妈妈的圣经啊，比一般的圣经大一倍啊。
He says his mom's Bible is big, two times bigger than a regular person's Bible.
都好像被丢到水里面再拿起来，那个纸都膨胀了这样子了。
Looks like it had been dropped into a bucket of water. It was all soaked and drenched.
我问他说：“那你妈妈真的这个？”圣经不小心掉到水里面去吗
？And I asked him, did your mom's Bible accidentally fall into a bucket of water?
不是啊，读圣经会掉眼泪。
But he says no, but rather his mother wept when she was reading.
很感动，这样子读掉眼泪，一辈子这样掉，圣经都膨胀变两倍大了。
She was so touched, and she shed tears that the tears went into the pages, and the pages expanded.
所以朋友，有什么可以？妨碍你继续来认识这本圣经。
So friends, what can hinder you to come and understand this book?
读圣经有什么妨碍呢
？What kind of hindrance can be presented to you?
后来这位传道人呢，因为他听他念以赛亚书了。
So when this preacher heard this eunuch reading the prophet Isaiah.
啊，我们再来读使徒行传的第八章。
Let's turn back to Acts 8.
使徒行传第八章的三十二节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 32.
三十二节到三十五节。
32 to 35.
三十二节到三十五节。
32 to 35.
他所念的那一段经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他也这样不开口。三十三节。
33.
他卑微的时候，不按公义审判他，谁能述说他的世代？因为他生命从地上。被夺去三十四。太监对腓力说：“请问先知说这话是指着谁？是指着自己还是指着别人呢？”三十五节。腓力就开口从这经上起对他传讲耶稣，请读三十五节。
35. Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture preached Jesus.
真的神在带领人很奇妙的。
It's truly miraculous when God is leading.
诸位朋友，如果神真的爱你，吼。
Friends, if God truly shows His mercy upon you, we can find many wonderful things happening in the way that He guides us.
这个圣灵在带领啊，就是读这个书啊，刚好读到那个以赛亚书五十三章预言主耶稣受难的情形啊。
The Holy Spirit was guiding him; it made him turn to Isaiah to read about the about Jesus.
圣经真的很奇妙呢。
The Bible is indeed wonderful.
主耶稣没有来之前呢，那个就有一个经典，我们现在称为旧约，其实它就是犹太教的正典。
Before Jesus had even arrived, there was the Old Testament that the Jews followed.
这个正典呢，早就有三百多个预言呐，这个都是在七百年前、一千多年前，不同的预言都同样指向一个，就是耶稣基督。
And these scriptures had over 300 prophecies pointing to one Messiah, Jesus Christ.
这一点哦，就让我们觉得很神奇的，因为从来没有一个人，你跟我在预言下面诞生出来的。
Just by this alone, we can find the miracles in it because none of us, me or you, have been prophesied before.
这个以赛亚就是耶稣以前七百多年、七八百年前的人物。
Isaiah was a person 700-800 years before Christ.
他一直在描写主耶稣怎么样为人钉死十字架，怎么样。埋葬怎么样复活的故事
？And he recorded how Jesus was to be crucified and to resurrect.
我们来看一下以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 53.
因为时间不够，所以我们只从那个谈到主耶稣呢，他以赛亚书五十三章里面谈到他死他埋。
Due to time, we only read about Lord Jesus, his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
我们看53章,
Let's read Isaiah 53.
53章的第七节,
Isaiah 53, verse 7 and 8.
这个在谈到主耶稣啊, 他被人家钉的时候, 他不开口了。
This is an account of Jesus not saying a word when he was nailed to the cross.
像羊在剪毛的人手下无声, 他是这样不开口的。
As a sheep before its shearers is silent.
第八节,
verse 8.
因受欺压, 他审判他被夺去。
In verse 8, he was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation?
同他世的人,谁想他受鞭打,从活人之地被剪除,是因为百姓的罪过呢?
And for he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people, he was stricken.
所以这边谈到说,耶稣不是因为他犯罪被打的,
it says here that
被定罪的,
Jesus was not punished because of his sins,
是为你跟我的罪,
but rather for our transgressions.
第九节,
verse 9,
他是未行强暴,口中也没有诡诈, 人还使他与恶人同埋, 随之死的时候与财主同葬。
And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth.
所以我们看到他钉十字架是跟罪人啊，旁边有个强盗同钉的。
So we see when he was crucified with a sinner, a robber.
后来却葬在财主的坟墓里面呢。
And then he was buried in the tomb of a rich person.
所以这里谈到主耶稣的死跟埋。
So here it talks about the Lord Jesus' death and his burial.
那第十节谈到他的目的就是我们赎罪的。
And verse 10 speaks of his purpose, which was to redeem us of our sin.
第十节，神定义使他受压伤，使他受痛苦，主以他为赎罪祭。赎罪祭就是重点。
Verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days. And this offering for sin may take a while to explain. But here in Isaiah, it's one phrase.
为我们的死,
but simply speaking, for our sins, he offered his life. But he resurrected.
你怎么知道呢?
How do we know?
因为下面说,
because it follows by saying,
他必看见后裔, 并且延长连日, 主所许愿的事, 必在他手中亨通, 他复活了, 他掌管万有了, 他亨通了。
He resurrected because he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand.
第十一节,
verse 11,
他必看见自己劳苦功效, 便心满意足, 有许多人因认识我义仆得称义。 哇, 只要信耶稣呢, 他这个钉十字架的劳苦就有功效了。
And as long as they believe in Lord Jesus Christ, then the Lord's purpose on the cross was effective and achieved.
他们可以因信称义。
And they can be justified by faith.
并且他要担当他们的罪孽。
And he will bear their sins.
所以腓力就从这个地方开始谈的啦。
So Philip began preaching at this point.
你知道吗? 你读了这个书哦, 不是作者指着自己, 是指着另外一个将来要来的人, 那个人就是耶稣基督。
He was reading about not the author, but rather the author was pointing to a person who was to come, and that is Jesus Christ.
认识他你就可以称义。
And when you know him, you can be justified.
怎么称义呢?
How do you become justified?
他一定有跟他讲说主耶稣啊, 自己就做一个示范。
He must have told him that Lord Jesus himself made an example.
我们来看马太福音第三章。
Let's turn to Matthew 3.
这个是除罪的方法。
This is the way to remit our sins.
因为本来耶稣没有罪, 不需要受洗的。
And because Jesus was sinless, he did not have to be baptized.
马太福音三章的十四节。
Matthew 3, verse 14.
马太福音三章十四节。
Matthew 3, 14.
我当受你的洗礼，你问道。 我这里来吗? 施洗约翰在帮人家施洗, 在约旦河帮人家施洗。
John the Baptist was baptizing in the River Jordan.
啊, 就是为了让人啊, 没有罪。
In order for people to remove the cleansing of their sins.
当然那个时候是立法的义啦, 哦,
and of course,
这以后再说,
that was the righteousness from the law.
但是呢, 为了进诸般的义啊, 耶稣也这样做啊, 做模范啊。
But in order to demonstrate that Jesus did the same thing.
啊, 所以15节, 耶稣说, 你暂时许我, 因为我们理当这样进诸般的义啊。
So that's why Jesus in verse 15 says, permit it to be so for now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
约翰许了他, 哦,
and so they allowed him.
In verse, 耶稣受了洗, 随即从水里上来。
And Jesus, after he became baptized, he immediately came up from the water.
所以我看到他下去上来,
we saw Jesus going, immersing himself in the water and coming back out.
上来, 天就开了, 圣灵好像各自降在他身上。
And when he came out of the water, the heavens opened and the Holy Spirit came down like a dove.
有个声音跟他讲, 这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
And a voice came from heaven saying, beloved, this is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased.
那个, 我们知道腓力从那个地方开始跟他介绍耶稣基督了。
And we know that Philip began introducing Lord Jesus Christ to him at that point.
我相信腓力一定跟他介绍我是怎么受洗的。
I'm sure Philip must have explained to him how he himself was baptized.
腓力怎么说, 我以前听那个彼得在正道的时候啊,
he must have shared
我想啊,
how when Peter was preaching to him,
我听得很扎心啊,哎呀,我们定了一个没有罪的人啊,
and he was pierced to his heart that a sinless person, Jesus Christ,
彼得,我们该怎么办呢?
Was able to die for their sins, and they asked Peter, what shall we do?
彼得说,哎呀,你们要奉耶稣名的受洗,洗净你们的罪,
and Peter said, you have to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to remove your sins.
我们看使徒行传2章38节,
let's read Acts 2 verse 38.
使徒行传2章38节,
Acts 2:38.
37节说他们听得很扎心啊,
Acts 2:37 says that they were pierced to the heart.
38节,
38.
彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣的名受洗叫你们罪得赦就必领受所应许的圣灵。
Peter says, and repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins.
所以他菲利把这个道理听进去了。
So Philip had internalized.
对不起，那个埃提阿波罗太监把这个道理听进去了。
The eunuch had listened and internalized this truth.
因为他从以赛亚书身上开始介绍耶稣基督了。And
because Philip had introduced the Lord Jesus Christ, beginning from his death.
我们看, 使徒行传第八章，回到第八章。
Let's return back to Acts 8.
八章三十六节，Acts 8:36-37。两年正前，正往前走的，到了有水的地方，太监说：“看哪，这里有水，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？”
And now, as they went down the road and came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?"
他听得很感动，他马上说：“哎，耶稣受洗了，定了诸般的义了，那你也受洗了，你没有罪了，我也要。”
And he was moved and so touched by what he heard that he wanted to be baptized.
有什么妨碍呢？这里有水啊。
Here's water. What hinders me from being baptized?
圣经上没有讲说，于是腓力就拿出水壶里面的水为他滴了三滴水。
And the Bible didn't record that. Philip then took three drops of water and sprinkled it on his head.
那个有水不是说我这水壶有水，是在旷野有个绿洲了。
What it means here, there's water, doesn't mean that I have some water in a bucket, but rather there is a living water.
往下读就知道了。
And we can see this from
38节,
from reading on 38.
于是吩咐车站住。 腓力和太监两人同下跟耶稣一样，同下水有下去上来，腓力就给他施洗了。
And so he commanded chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him.
39，从水里上来，所以有下去，有埋葬，在水里面跟主耶稣同死同埋葬。
And 39, he came out of the water, so we see that he was baptized going down in burial with Christ.
所以他就从水里上来，主的灵就把腓力提去了。
And then they came out of the water, and the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away.
太监也再不见他了。
And the eunuch saw him no more.
就欢欢喜喜地走路了。
And then he went on his way rejoicing.
所以朋友，我们好希望有一天你跟这个太监一样，你跟主耶稣一样，你跟腓力一样。
So friends, it is our hope that one day you can be like Lord Jesus, you can be like Philip, and you can be like the eunuch.
你可以接受圣经里面这一个洗礼，因为耶稣说，信而受洗必然得救。
And you can accept this one baptism as recorded in the Bible, for the Lord Jesus said, believe and be baptized.
受洗到底有什么妨碍呢?
And be saved. What hinders you from being baptized?
真的，有的人他很迟疑啊，因为他有觉得有一些妨碍啊。
And some people feel like there are hindrances.
有人说，哎呀，我晚一天才受洗啊。
Some feel like, oh, I will baptize myself later on.
太年轻哦。
I'll get baptized later on. I'm so young right now.
你朋友太少了，我还没有玩够，真的。
I have too few girlfriends. I haven't had enough fun.
那个party太多了，我还没有玩过，真的。
There's a lot of parties I haven't attended.
所以等到我玩够了，我再来信耶稣了。
And so after I have enjoyed myself, then I'll come believe in Christ.
我很怕守不了道理啊。I'm
afraid I can't keep the truth.
我很怕我受洗之后犯罪啊，我守不了道理啊。
I'm afraid after I get baptized, I might commit sins.
那其实不用害怕。
But you don't need to be scared.
因为我们行道不是靠自己的方法。
Because we do not practice the truth according to our own ways.
神应许圣灵要帮助我们哦。
God has promised us the Holy Spirit to help us.
我们有个朋友啊, 他本来很爱抽烟的。
We had a friend who had a habit of smoking.
你知道吗? 他洗礼的时候把烟啊, 带去, 放在口袋里面。
Even on his way to baptism, he had his cigarettes in his pocket.
然后他说, 诶, 怎么你要洗礼的还带烟来呢?
And some were wondering, why did you bring cigarettes to the baptism site?
你不是说要同埋葬吗? 我这个烟要把它埋葬掉。
He says, Pastor, didn't you say I have to be buried with Christ? Well, I'll bury my cigarettes with Christ.
真的呢, 他后来祷告得到圣灵啊, 闻到烟味会吐啊。
And so truly, after he prayed and received the Holy Spirit, now that every time he smells a cigarette, he wants to vomit.
不是我有能力行道。
Not because we have the ability
是圣灵跟我们同在, 我没有能力来行道,
to practice the truth, but rather with the guidance and help of the Holy Spirit.
不用怕守不了道理啊。
So don't be afraid of not being able to keep the truth.
说, 哎呀, 我不能拜祖先呢。
Oh, and some may say, I can't worship my ancestors after baptism.
我不能洗礼耶。
And my mom is still here and I can't be baptized.
有一个啊, 先生他就是这样想。
There was a man that had this kind of thought.
他觉得信耶稣真的很好。
He thought that it was good to believe in Jesus.
本来他跟他太太常常吵架。
He originally had a lot of fights with his wife.
太太信了主耶稣基督，哎，怎么性情改变了？真是奇怪。
But after his wife came to believe, she had a complete transformation.
有段时间呢，他孩子晚上睡不着觉。
And one night, his child could not fall asleep.
他们还没受洗啊。
And they were not baptized yet.
他孩子晚上常常看到一个没有头的身体在墙上啊。
His child often saw a headless figure on his bed.
这个爸爸很爱孩子啊，当儿子在哭这个时候呢，他就用身体去挡那个孩子的眼睛，他说：“爸爸，挡没有用的，我还是看得到。”
And the father loved his son so much, he tried to cover up his son's eyes with his own shield, shield him with his own body. But the child said, "It's no use, Dad. I can still see that figure."
他觉得哇，我这么爱我的孩子，但是我还是一个小小的问题，我都没有办法帮他解决。He
says, "I love my child so much, but even the small little problem, I cannot solve."
你知道吗？只有当孩子 到妈妈的身边，那个像才不见了，那个可怕的东西才不见了。Only
when the child came to the side of his mother did that image go away.
所以呢，他就说啊，赶快，你太太先带孩子去受洗。And
so he encourages his wife to bring his child to get baptized right away.
孩子受洗的时候，他看到宝血，就是爱他了。The
child after baptism saw the blood of Jesus Christ in the water.
真的很奇妙，这些主教会洗礼，有些人会看到宝血在灵里面哦。It's
quite miraculous that many people in the True Jesus Church have seen the blood of Jesus in the water during baptism. The Bible records that only the blood of Lord Jesus, not only water, can wash away our sins. But the husband himself could not make himself come to receive the baptism. And so later on, a minister said to him, save yourself first. Save yourself first, and then you can save your parents. And he heard this.
所以诸位朋友，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？
So, friends, what hinders you from being baptized?
真的靠主耶稣啊，主耶稣可以帮助你哦。If
we truly rely on Lord Jesus, he can help us.
这是一个很重要的过程。This
is a very important process.
这是一个我们很难向你解释的神秘的过程。And
it's a very profound process that's difficult to explain fully.
跟我们讲，在水、跟圣灵、跟宝血。 三个变成一个，你就浸在这三个里面呢。真的，主耶稣可以洗去你的罪。
The Bible says that under the Holy Spirit, the blood and the water in one, when you baptize there, your sins will be washed away.
那个洗礼上面有一件很奇怪的事情啊。
There's many miraculous things that happen after baptism.
Amazing things.
There's a lot of amazing things that happen.
再看一次啊,
Let's read verse 39.
从水里上来主的灵把会力提走了。39,
when it came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away.
看不到了。
It was not to be seen.
这个到底怎么回事哦?
So what happened there?
会力有轻功吗？一下，哎呦，不见了。
Philip has some special powers to make himself disappear?
圣经上没有讲啊。
The Bible doesn't say.
突然之间圣灵把他提走了了。
But the Spirit lifted him and caught him away.
诸位朋友，这个哦，我们这耶稣教会的洗礼哦。 之后呢，也常常发现很多奇妙的现象，真的。Truly,
there's amazing things that happen to many of our members after baptism.
不是传道突然不见了，然后被提走了，不是这样子的啦。比较少看到这样子了，至少我没有看过了。Well,
I haven't seen the pastor disappearing after baptism.
但是小弟看过好多奇妙的事情。But
I've seen a lot of amazing things.
有些人真的从水里上来。 突然之间天开了哦，他开始讲方言，圣灵像鸽子在他身上。Some
people after coming out of the water, the heavens opened, they begin speaking in tongues.
像主耶稣从水里上来一样呢。Just
like when Jesus came out of the water.
很奇妙，看过好几次。
It was very miraculous. I've seen that a couple of times.
很多人起来，怎么主耶稣医治他们病呢？
When they came out of the water, Jesus healed them of their illness.
真的有的不能走了，起来拐杖丢掉了。Some
who could not walk before, they came out of the water and they threw away their cane.
这是主耶稣说的。This
is what Lord Jesus said.
为了证明人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。In
order to prove that the Son of Man has the power.
他跟一个瘫子讲说：“你起来走吧。”Power
to forgive sins, Lord Jesus says to the lame man. Rise up and walk.
为了证明真耶稣教的洗礼有赦罪的权柄.
In order to prove that the Holy Spirit in the True Jesus Church has the power to wash away sins.
真的好多这样的见证.
And there's many kinds of these testimonies.
是很多奇妙的事情啊.
So many amazing things happen.
更重要的是什么呢？
What is more important,
though,
the eunuch didn't seem to be too amazed by all these things that happened.
And
he went on his way, rather rejoicing. Do you know what is the happiest day in your life? If you truly understand the truth, it is the day you are reborn.
好多人起来的时候这样讲。
Many people after baptism they say.
我现在觉得好像自己身体像一个羽毛一样。
I feel like my body is as light as a feather.
真的，无罪身轻。
It's true, all their sins and the burdens are lifted.
诸位朋友。
So friends,
什么东西可以妨碍你受洗呢?
What hinders you from being baptized?
求耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus continue to help us. Let's sing him together.
293首。
Let's rise and sing him 293.
为什么洗礼真的有赦罪的功效呢?
Why does baptism have the power to wash away sin?
那水就是水，怎能够洗洗去肉体的污秽？怎么能够洗去心灵的污秽呢?
Water can only wash away the filth of our physical bodies. How can it wash away that of our spiritual?
因为有圣灵的见证。
But the Bible says because the witness of the Holy Spirit.
诸位朋友，真耶稣教会有圣灵啊。
Friends, the True Jesus Church has the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵这样子一个普遍的恩赐呢，今天已经降临在这个世界上面。
And this common gift of the Holy Spirit has been given to given onto this earth.
你知道这个早期啊啊，圣灵降在啊使徒的身上。
In the early days, when the Holy Spirit came down during the apostolic times,
他们是一个什么样的情况呢?
What was the phenomenon at the time?
我们看使徒行传第二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
如果你仔细看，这个有一个很震撼的现象。
If you read Acts chapter 2 carefully, you will see something amazing happen.
祷告好像有大风吹过一样哦，这是第二节啊。
This is verse 2. When they prayed, there was like a mighty wind that rushed by.
好像火焰，舌头如火焰显现啊。
And their tongues were like fire.
所以呢，那个舌头啊，那个就讲起一种奇异的舌音呢。
And so their tongues began speaking in an unknown tongue.
第四节,
in verse 4,
他们就都被圣灵充满,
and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
那就说起别国的话来,
and began to speak
with other tongues.
那这个别国的话来，英文就是unknown tongue， 就是不是地上的语言呐。
The original text means unknown tongues, which is not a language of this world.
那第五节到第十二节呢，就提到有一些人神就还给他们听这个语言的意思是什么意思。
In verse 5 to 12, it describes that the Lord opened the understanding to some people.
所以就说，哎，原来他们在歌颂神呢。
And so they understood that they were actually praising God.
那十三节，有的人真的听不懂那是什么意思。
But others in verse 13, they unable to understand.
他们就是好像大风吹过啊，可能一直摇，好像喝醉酒这样子啊。
They felt like the money went rushing by. Their bodies were moving, and they were like a drunkard.
所以十三节有些人呢讥笑他们说，他们不会是新酒馆喝醉酒的啦，已经喝醉酒了。
In verse 13, others mocking them said they are full of new wine.
那十四节、十五节，彼得就起来说，没有啦，现在才早上九点钟，我们没有喝酒啦。But
Peter says this is only 9 a.m. and they are not drunk.
那十六节说呢，这是先知所预言的。Verse
16, this is what the prophet has spoken.
十七节，这个是很重要的话。
17, these are very important words.
在末后的日子,
it shall come to pass in the last days, says God.
末后的日子就是现在,
the last days meaning now.
彼得是末后的起头,
Peter was the beginning of the last
我们现在是末后的末头,
days. And we are the last phase in the last
神要将他的灵浇灌还有血气的,
days. And God wants to pour out his spirit onto all flesh.
所以今天来到教会,真的有圣灵浇灌,跟他们一样,跟早期一样。
So today the Holy Spirit can fill us just like they did in the apostolic times.
所以我们的儿女要说预言,老人要见异象,有人要做异梦,18节。
Our sons and daughters shall prophesy, young men shall see visions, old men shall dream dreams, in verse 18.
那些日子我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人跟使女,他们就要说预言了。
I'll pour out my spirit in those days, they shall prophesy.
所以,诸位朋友,我们好希望你能够有圣灵的体会哦。
So friends, we desire that you can come to experience the Holy Spirit.
带你来的朋友,很多人都有圣灵啊。
And the friends that brought you, many of them have the Holy Spirit.
真的很奇怪,很奇妙哦,一跪下来,怎么突然讲这种很奇妙的话哦。
It's quite amazing that when you kneel down, how can people speak in such amazing or unknown tongues?
这有几个可能啊。
There's a couple of possibilities. They're truly drunk.
没有,大家都没有喝酒啊,
but no, none of us has drank tonight.
他们装的啦,
or they're faking it.
小朋友也会这样, 他会装吗? 小朋友很单纯。
Children can also can pray this way. They're very innocent. It's not so likely.
这真的唯一的就是天上一个力量下来。
And the only reason could be that there is a power from above that comes down.
真的呢, 我们就有体会啊。
That truly we can experience.
我们就说神在我们当中啊。
And God can be here abiding with us.
说不希望你今天晚上有这个体会啊。
We hope that you can come to experience this.
当圣灵降在你身上的时候,
when the Holy Spirit comes upon you,
神真的耐你, 当然想把他圣灵给你。
God shows mercy upon you and wants to give you His Spirit. But the question is, have you opened your heart to Him? Are you willing to pour out your soul to Him?
路加福音十一章讲说，那个耶稣要把是神要把那个圣灵给求的人。
Luke 11 it says that God wants to give to those who desire.
甚至告诉我们要怎么求。
And He even tells us how we should
ask. 像叩门的方法求。
Just like knocking on the door.
大力我们要用力求。
To use our strength and knock on the door.
恒心的求,
and to persevere, to persist.
因为他说像寻找一样,
just like discover, finding.
要有耐心啊,
we have to be patient.
然后要开口, 要祈求,
and we have to open our mouth and ask.
可是我们祷告就讲, Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣, 然后心里可以想出啊, 求你进来我的心里面。
So when we pray, we open our mouth and say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And in our heart, we say that God can come in, we invite God into our hearts.
那很多人啊, 再起来出来祷告啊, 工人帮他按手, 他那个时候得圣灵。
And when many people, when they come forward to pray, when the workers lay hands on them, they may receive the Holy Spirit.
这是圣经的方法, 这是很奇妙的啊。
And this is the method as described in the Bible that's quite wondrous.
你知道吗? 神是信实的。
God is a faithful God.
神如果爱我们啊,
and if He truly loves us,
他会爱你啊。
And He will love you as well. But the question is whether or not you're willing to accept Him. Tonight you've already spent the time coming here. How about putting in some effort, some heart to experience this? We'll pray for only about 10-15 minutes. And if you sit there, it'll also pass through this time. But if you try to put yourself in Lord Jesus, just like as Lord Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, when He knelt down and prayed. And we can also pray, follow the way that the saints prayed. Let's refer to Revelation 19.
19.
Revelation 19, verse 1. Verse
19,
verse 1. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia. Verse
20,
verse 4.
24 elders and four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne saying, Amen, Hallelujah.
第六节,
Verse 6. A voice of a great multitude, a sound of many waters and the sound of mighty thundering saying, Hallelujah. It's simple.
Just use your heart.
And
then with your mouth, praise Him by saying Hallelujah. Hallelujah means to praise God.
If
you truly open your heart and praise Him and invite Him in, then indeed this power shall enter you. You will feel joyful. And you will feel that God is indeed here. When I went to Italy, there was a friend that came and humbly knelt before to pray. And
the
Lord opened his eyes. He saw a vision. And he was a mainland Chinese, and he said that I saw an old man coming forth with a cane.
And
the more I prayed, I just kept feeling this person loves me, this person loves me, this person loves me. And then when he had this feeling, his tongue began to move. And the Holy Spirit descended down like a dove. And a lot of the immigrants to Italy, they don't live a very good lives, but when they receive the Holy Spirit, their hearts are open. And like the eunuch, he joyfully went on his way. And now we are going to pray together. And if you're willing to accept the laying of hands during your prayer, you can come forward and pray. May the grace befall all of us here. May the Lord specifically choose each of us. Let us kneel down and pray together. If you wish to receive the laying of hands, please come forward.